The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Talking about people being petty, as Kelly described it on Facebook, the pettier, the bettier. I really like that.
Yeah.
This one, I had a big brother or a big stepbrother who was bigger than me and mean, always giving me a hard time, always bullying me and just making fun of me. So he would always brag about drinking so much water at night. It was a big thing for him. He would wake up and drink water.
Oh, what a chat.
Who brags about that?
You know,
that
I don't know.
His name is Chat.
But so yeah, one night after water, he fell asleep.
I'm super hydrated.
So one night after he fell asleep, I dumped his water out and filled it with the aquarium water from our room we shared. And then watched him quietly as he drank fish water all night long.
He couldn't tell?
I guess not.
Oh, gross.
I guess not. Sean in New Jersey. Sean, what's the pettiest thing you've done?
Guys, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sean?
Good, man. Good. Long time listener. Listen,
Thank you. Just want to say
you guys all seem like you're in a real good place right now, man. I'm super stoked for you guys. I dig it.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that.
Right on. So we're going back early 80s, about 10 years old. Neighborhood crew, you got your little type, all the boys.
Yeah.
I had an empty lot across the street from my house. We built a fort, killer fort across the street.
Okay. All right. Great.
Like every neighborhood crew, odd man out. That week, I'm odd man out. So talk my mom into staying home from school one day. Knowing the school bus drives past the fort, and I live on the curb, so the bus slows down. The boys are going to be checking out their fort, super stoked. As they go by, there I am, smashing the hell out of this thing. they sat in school all day long, stewing, knowing that they had nothing to come home to.
That is so petty and so perfect.
Yep, yes. And it is so.
I don't blame you.
Kid stuff. Yeah, you're right. It's so common that
later,
there's that one week or whatever that you're like you're isolated.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? My brothers were the tradesmen. I had the tools. We had the nails. That was my fort. And you guys were like, no, you're not allowed to hang out it. All right, cool. I'm taking my bong, going home, boys.
I'm taking my nails.
Was there any point later where you all got back together and you're like, wish we still had our fort?
Oh, yeah, no, we built a hundred of them. It was when kids got outside and did stuff, man.
That's right. That's true. Thank you, Sean.
Listen, appreciate it. You guys are rad, super rad. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Sean.
In the Shetty on Instagram. I always comment on your stuff, so I'm the weirdo.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, and again, you guys are rad. Love you guys, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sean.
Love you, buddy.
See you, bud.
No one's ever sincerely thought we were rad before.
I'm the weirdo.
Yes, comments on everything. All right, cool.
That's what it's there
I'm
for.
Just going to start commenting back now. Sup, weirdo? There's a couple really funny ones on social media. This one woman said, my ex cheated on me, and I cleaned his entire toilet bowl with his toothbrush inside and out. The toilet was so clean. He took it with him after he moved out. Never said a word.
Wow.
And a couple people liking and commenting saying, I did this too.
I feel like when you cheat on someone, you kind of open yourself up to almost any petty response.
I straight up told Ross that if we ever, because we're getting married in like 40 days, if we ever got divorced for any reason, I'd put glitter in his AC vents in his car.
For any reason?
Oh. Yeah.
What if it was your fault?
Glitter. It's happening.
Oh, man.
Because I never thought I'd get married. I certainly don't ever want to think about getting divorced. And if I do, I can't control that. And he looked at me the most lawyer way. He was like, that's a destruction of property.
Yeah.
Isn't that premeditated?
You really shouldn't have told the lawyer that ahead of time.
I'm telling all you guys that now, too. So you know when he comes in shining like a piece of glitter, it was me.
Yeah.
It was me.
Oh, man. Really hard to get it out of that beard.
I know.
Oh, little sweet's going to be sparkly forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to look like a unicorn.
One of my favorite things about when Ross hangs out with the show is we may be in one of our farcical conversations. It happened before the night show in the Upper Peninsula, and then Ross will just bust in with the legal consequences of whatever we're saying. And it's not that he doesn't get it. He gets it, but he's like, oh, by the way, if that happened. And I'm always like, oh, really?
Yeah, he just
I find it really
himself.
Fascinating. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, he's got to be him.
Yeah.
That's all well and good, guys, but if that happened, you would be opening yourself to it. Like, yes.
I know. I haven't felonied yet.
Is Ross the closest thing we have to legal counsel?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, by a long shot.
We have him on retainer, but it's not like money. It's just threats and poontang.
Yeah. That's the price.
So I keep giving it up for that, guys.
Yeah.
We got a free lawyer here. Yeah. I'm doing the Lord's work.
Hey, you want a ticket to the night show? You got to tell us stuff.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Somebody commented because Steve Malin and I stepped out after the Upper Peninsula show and took pictures and went and gambled. And Ross made an appearance in one of the pictures. And somebody was like, is that Ron? And they're like, no way that's Ron. He's way too tall to be Ron. And everybody who meets him, this one woman was like, stand next to Kelly. Stand next to her. You're not short. And I was cracking up. I was like, yes, he is. Yeah, he is.
He's so short.
Yeah, because if he's short, I don't exist. I'm so short.
Gosh, it's funny.
Totally derailed us for a second there.
I saw a picture of him holding a football when he was in high school, and it looked like he was standing next to the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
Football looks so big. Does that thing fly?
Big ball.
How do you throw that?
You got it right that time.
Yeah,
you usually get it backwards.
Your perspective was right that time.
I'm getting better. I've been practicing.
Yeah.
This one regarding the pettiest thing you've done. It might sound stupid, but it's the principle. A vending machine at a sporting event took a buck from me and said there was nothing inside. I called the front desk of the team while I was still at the game. And they said, we don't handle the vending machines. We don't even own that building. We rent it. Then the person on the number said to send an email, and I got a direct reply sending me to another email. I spent 6 weeks chasing that buck. And finally, I just went back and tipped over the vending machine. You have an anger problem.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Kyle, when
Kyle,
the vending machine prices went up. This is so embarrassing. The vending machine prices went up by like a quarter when we were in high school. Everything except for the packs of gum all went up by a quarter. So Honey Buns went from being 75 cents to a dollar. And Honey Buns were everybody's favorite. So Kyle, his arm was long enough and just thin enough that he could get it into the bottom of the vending machine and up and then pull out all the Honey Buns.
Oh, with the Honey Buns on the bottom?
Oh,
then?
Yeah. He freed all the Honey Buns, all of them. And everybody
Free
was like,
buns.
Yeah, that's awesome. And he was pulling out all the other snacks. And he was like, you can't raise our prices. Pretty sure he got suspended for that.
Probably. Yeah. I love high school protests.
Yeah.
You won't let us wear shorts. We're all wearing skirts and we're going to sit in the lunchroom the whole day.
Leg spread.
And then the teacher comes back and goes, you got to go to class. You're going to get suspended. Okay.
All right. Sorry.
It's always like that kind of thing.
I remember sophomore year in college, we had a vending machine right in the lobby of the dorm. And we came home drunk one night and we're just like, we're starving. These should be free. And like four of us slowly lowered the vending machine down onto its side and then lifted it up so it was standing upside down. Everything dropped out, and then we just whoop, Lift it right back up, and then we feasted like kings.
You emptied it like a nerd's pockets.
That could be a whole other day. How did you loot the treasure that is a vending machine? And the company that's about to bring vending machines into our building after we've asked for it a month ago is like, great job for
me. We would never do that to them. No. These are, we respect them.